We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Pro athletes are sometimes a lot to handle.
Which is not good enough.
Maybe even a bit dramatic.
Altuve stole an MVP from Judge.
Turdish behavior will not be ignored. No one is safe.
I'm not going to let it take my joy.
It's Tyler's Turds of the Week on The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
If Harden and or Watson's on it, now you're forcing it. If they're on the turd list this week, now you're just forcing it.
No, this week.
Who's the bronze, baby?
Yeah, those two turds, they missed out this week. I'm sure they'll show up again. The bronze this week. We've talked a lot about this because it frustrates the living hell out of me. So perk your ears up if you're one of these it's a long season folks out there when we're talking about the Astros. Because I can't take anymore. It drove me into an anger yesterday I didn't expect during the show because it's just the most lazy, the most weak, the worst fan take you can have is it's a long season. It's early for the Astros. We all know how long the season is. We all know there's 162 of these things. If the first 30, 60, however many games don't matter, let's just shorten this damn season. Let's get Rob Manfred on the phone, figure out how we can shorten the baseball season, because these games just don't matter. And you have a loser's mentality if you truly, in your core, believe that. Weak-ass fandom, loser mentality, I can't hear it anymore, guys.
Yeah, I don't think if the Astros were 17-3 right now, that people would be saying, don't think that they're that good, guys.
Thank you.
They could fall apart at any moment here.
That's a great point. I haven't thought about.
If they were 17-3.
First month don't mean much.
No. If we were 20 games into this 2024 season and the Astros somehow were like 20-0, everyone would be losing their damn minds. Not saying, oh, it's early. Everyone, don't get too excited. Be cautiously optimistic here. No, just be a better fan. That's why people don't take, you know why the national media, we all get pissed at for not giving Houston its credit at times or maybe giving them screen time over like a LeBron or LA or somebody. The reason that happens, part of it, is because of weak-ass fandom ideology like that, and it's running rampant with some of you.
Remember who's saying that. I'm not saying that. That's Tyler.
Oh, I'm telling you. I know it, you hear sometimes on airwaves, we won't tell you how to fan. I will tell you how to fan because there are correct ways and there are incorrect ways. Stop being a weak-ass
fan. I'm
going
to pay for this.
Okay. Way too much time on the bronze. Silver medal. I honestly, Seth may have put that in my mind. I can't remember. Silver medal here this week on the turd list. You were right, Clint. Must have looked into a crystal ball. Whoever these POS individuals are that keep leaking stuff that the Texans and people with the Texans have literally busted their ass for multiple years on, just be better. I'm not saying this is the end of the world or that they've, you know, committed murder or anything, but Doug Vosick and guys like that over there at NRG with the Texans, they have poured themselves. Like, literally, we have talked to these guys.
Shout out to Sexy Doug.
Yeah, no doubt. That dude is well put together. Always sharp. Love you, Doug. Love you, Doug. Great job on the jerseys. You need to hear this. Don't listen to any criticism. You can dislike the new uniforms if you want, Texans fans. Everyone has an opinion on that. I won't tell you if you're right or wrong. But people worked their asses off on this. And we begged for new uniforms, new threads, since the Texans have been around. So maybe just take this very cool, nice thing we're getting. Stop leaking stuff and let the people that have worked hard on it actually get to enjoy the fruits of their labor. You know what I mean?
So if they do, what's the gold? Oh, God. I mean, gold. If you're this passionate on the bronze and the silver.
Yeah, gold medal, we're going back to baseball because, I mean, the Astros are just driving me up a wall.
It's clearly where you are.
Trying not to lose my mind completely just this early in the season. Gold medal this week is going to manager Joe Espada and the Hall of Famer, Jeff Bagwell. First of all, Jeff Bagwell, love you to death. As a lifelong Houston Astros fan, obviously Bagwell holds a special place in my heart. Love what he did whenever he was an Astro. Love that he's in the Hall of Fame. And honestly, I love his play-by-play whenever he's in the booth.
All right, follow it up with what you want to because you want to pull his pants
down. Yeah, get there. You're setting him up to knock him down.
Yeah, I know what you're doing. You're going to take him out
by the knees. This back of the baseball card BS, specifically in terms of the trash-ass first baseman we currently have employed in Houston named Jose Abreu. Now, talk about some weak-ass thinking. Talk about some lazy-ass explanation. Joe Espada yesterday, if you missed it after the Astros lost again, he said the same thing. Oh, yeah, Abreu, back of the baseball card. It's about the now, people. It's about the now. Why do people retire if they can just lean on the back of their card? Let's just keep them all going forever. The back of the card says so. Y'all be better. Astros be better as a whole.
Just pull a Justin Britt.
Please, for my mentals, please.
Just pull a Justin Britt.
That's
we get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.